A Richmond firm has produced a 500-plus page document on where such a center might go. Planning Director Chris Chittum with Roanoke City says it wouldn't happen before passenger rail service arrives in 2017, and he says don't expect a Grand Central Station approach.
Rather than being enclosed in a building, the kind of the new way of doing things is to have a shelter, one that is very open.
Monday's public open house from 4 to 7 p.m. takes place at the downtown Campbell Court bus terminal. City officials and the consultant group that authored the report will be on hand. Chittum says a visioning study from Valley Metro and the Greater Roanoke Transportation Company due next year is needed before an intermodal center could be built.
How they operate in the future will drive what kind of facility and the size of the facility that is needed, either in a central location or multiple locations.
Chittum also says it's hard to put a final price tag on any center without the Valley Metro input. Gene Morano, WFIR News.